Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sam Norwood's here, too. He's our good friend and senior partner with Tatum Partners, LLC. Sam's the guy who reports back to us every month on what's going on out there in the economy. He polls 400 or so of his partners all over the country who are operating small businesses, many of them like mine and yours. And these guys are out there making payroll, buying and selling, and making a profit. Hopefully all of them are, maybe not all of them, but regardless, they're seeing what's going on in the economy, and they're reporting that back to Sam and his folks at the HQ, at headquarters of Tatum Partners, and then he reports that information to us once a month. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back, Jim. It's always fun to visit with you and report back and help a little understanding of what's going on right now. We're not long-term economists. We're where the rubber meets the road, and we look back 30 days and ahead 60 days and report to you what we see.
Well, that's exactly what the kind of information we need, the rubber meets the road stuff, because that's the kind of folks we are, too. We're like you are, Sam. We sign the front of paychecks.
Yeah.
And they're all, you know, and every Friday there's always a For many of us, there's always a concern about whether everybody's going to get a paycheck or not. And so anyway, we're glad you're here. And what's the news this month? It's a little bit off from the last month, isn't it?
Our survey indicates that the economy is weakening. Business conditions are weaker. And it's interesting because there are so many different reports coming out, and they would be confusing they're confusing the economists. They're confusing most business people. We will come out and say we think it's heading to a weaker situation, but not all indicators are consistently that way. It's very volatile month to month right now, and that is scaring some people and making businesses more cautious. And as we become more cautious, we draw in the horns a little bit, and it takes an effect on the overall conditions that we see.
You know, Sam, you're talking about confusing economists. I don't think it takes. I think it's easier to confuse economists than it is to confuse business people. Ronald Reagan said about economists. You heard that, didn't you? He said an economist is someone who looks at something that's happening in reality and wonders if it would happen in theory.
Well, there's a tendency among economists that when they look to the future, they tend to extrapolate what they see now into the future, and they're not particularly good in calling the turns. And that's where we come in our survey, in hoping that we can see when the turns are actually happening, because by the time most reports come out by the government and are analyzed by the economists, things have already happened. And so we're more, I think, with our finger in the pulse of exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, what you were talking about reminds me of some small business owners will have a great January, and they'll annualize that month and predict how they're going to do all year. You got to be careful annualizing sometimes, don't you?
Big mistake. I think you got to take the pulse every month.
Yeah, I agree. Well, what do you think? What are your people saying is the challenge? Where are we stuck?
Well, we're stuck. First of all, let's talk about the sectors. We've got the manufacturing sector has been weak all year. And it took it's been publicly reported that the month of April was especially weak for manufacturing. But we picked that up in the reports that we get in our survey, and we think it relates in part to what we're seeing internationally, particularly imports from China. And our exports to Europe and Canada are weak because their economies are weak. So let's say that the biggest drag right now is in the manufacturing sector.
Do you think, you know, we've got our own challenges here at home, Sam, but when I look around the global economy, there's a lot of concern out there, isn't there? I mean, Europe is just dying on the vine. Japan has had 13 out of the last 15 years have been in recession.
Yeah.
And China is, and I'm reading reports recently that China is as robust as their economy has been, and of course we think of them as sucking up a lot of our manufacturing jobs, but they've got their own challenges, don't they?
Well, they do, but I think they're chugging ahead at 9 or 10%, which they've been doing for some years now, and their economy, I mean their currency, the yuan, is probably grossly undervalued, and mm-hmm. it makes it tough to compete with them globally.
Right. Sam, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Or if you like to type, here's the long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you can't remember the acronym that I just gave you, which stands for Jim Blassingame, Small Business Advocate, just remember Small Business Advocate, put a .com on the end. And when you get there, you'll find lots of stuff that I think will help you in your small business, because most of it's contributed by our outstanding Brain Trust members like Sam Norwood, who's our guest and our good friend and senior partner with Tatum Partners. Sam, give us your website, please.
The website is tatumpartners.com, all one word, T-A-T-U-M, partners.com.
And, folks, there are two places that I know of that you can find Sam's survey. One of them is on my website every month, and the other is on Sam's website. You can go there. They can actually download a PDF of this, can't they?
They can download a...
A summary?
Yes, they can download up the thing and then print it out for themselves.
Right. So check that out, folks. And by the way, Sam, remind the audience how Tatum works.
Well, Tatum is a supplier of talent of its partners to companies, small, medium-sized, and some large, in both fulfillment of the chief financial officer and chief information officer functions. And also, we do projects to help businesses on a contract basis. It's like contract executives. They remain partners with our partnership, but contract for services in fulfillment of those functions and on projects, primarily for small and medium-sized businesses.
When I was a consultant, I called myself a vice president you can rent. In some ways, you guys are CFOs you can rent, aren't you?
It's rent a CFO, and many of our partners are actually on. It's like rent to continue renting or rent to own
right.
in some cases. But mainly, it's they find that clients like the services. A small sliver comes to the partnership, but these services and people are priced very competitively in the market, and so some have been working for their same. Client for many, many years.
Well, it's basically outsourcing the information systems and the financial systems of your business. And folks, for those, and as you've heard me say many times before, outsourcing is one of the best things to happen in the marketplace and to small business. And so because you've got folks like Tatum and other folks who are making outsourcing available, you can have more power for the a budget that you can afford. And more than ever before. And Sam, so I congratulate Tatum on you and Tatum on making this available to folks out there in the marketplace. Folks, if you find yourself in a position where you need to grow, but you can't quite afford the financial power of a full-time person, this might be the answer. Sam, let's talk some more about the business conditions out there. How much of an impact is petroleum having? Is that chicken finally really landing with a thud?
Well, we don't measure that specifically, but we do get anecdotal feedback, and I think it's reflected in the numbers. And that is that if it takes you $40 to fill your tank versus what it used to cost at $20 or $25, that money has to either come out of savings or it's going to come out of less spending for other things. And furthermore, we think that it's pushing inflation somewhat in, and we saw the wholesale prices were up 0.6% last month, and we think that it's coming home to roost both in the forms of inflation and in the forms of less spending for other things.
Well, and the inflation is creeping in all over the place because petroleum is the oxygen of the marketplace. I mean, you can't swing a cat anywhere without hitting something that petroleum was involved in, either directly or indirectly.
It's certainly involved in the delivery of products. How do you suppose products get to the stores and from the or to distribution points? But it's also a major component in the energy that's required to produce items, even getting raw material commodities from the farm or from the mines and wherever. Requires transportation, so it's building in, and our sense is that you're looking at $40 plus per barrel oil for the long term, and that being the case, it has to be accommodated somehow in the inflation numbers.
And we thought we'd never say this, Sam, but if we could have $40 a barrel right now, we'd feel like Santa Claus had visited us, wouldn't we?
It's amazing what we get used to, but yeah. It wasn't too long ago when $25 was the sort of the standard expectation.
Listen, I remember it hasn't been more than about 5 years ago. I reported on this show when oil was $11 and $12 a barrel. I had some people on this show from the western part of the country who were complaining they needed oil to go up because they had some low production wells where they couldn't even afford to repair the motors, the electric motors to pump, you know, the 8 or 10 barrels a day out of those wells. They couldn't even afford the electricity and the motors to run the things, and they were going to cap those wells forever if the oil didn't go up a little bit. So that hasn't been that long ago. And we actually, a lot of people were justifiably thinking oil need to go up a little bit.
Two things are happening now. We think one is that as we look around, we're getting more efficient in how we drive our cars, and so we're conserving some. And the other thing is that with rising prices, it does bring in marginal wells and marginal producers, so that the flow should be increasing as we decrease our consumption, and that will help.
And increasing here at home, hopefully a little bit. Stand by, quick break, right back with Sam Norwood. After these messages, it's 10 till. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the window.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners, LLC. That's TatumPartners.com, right, Sam?
TatumPartners.com.
Sam, one of the things that I'd like to point out in your report this week, and I'd like for you to talk about this in a second, is that even though the overall conditions that your folks are reporting are off from last month, you still have more optimists than pessimists in the report. Tell us about that.
That's true. And we're not seeing recession. We're seeing an inflection in the growth rate. If the economy's been growing at 3.5% to 4%, we see the growth being somewhat less than that range in the coming quarter. And I've also noticed that that our view of this is a little more on the pessimistic side than most economists are reporting right now or are showing in their forecasts. Nonetheless, we see continued growth, but at a slower rate.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What does Sam Norwood think the growth rate's going to be for the year 2005?
I would speculate, and we don't go out more than 60 days in our official future, but my sense about it is that we're looking at not a bad year in the 3.25% to 3.5% range.
Yeah, you still think it's going to be above 3 then?
I think it will be.
Which is going to seem off, obviously, from last year, which was 4.4%. But still, 3.25%, Sam, if we could, let me tell you something. We take that in a heartbeat every year from now on if we could get it.
Yes, and it's interesting how we get used to pretty good growth rates, and it seems maybe a little boring, oh ho hum, but actually it's not bad, and it's enough. What we're seeing now, we need this kind of growth rate because we're getting continued improvements in our productivity, both white collar, mm-hmm. blue collar, all the way across the line. The productivity improvements allow us to do 3 to 4% more production and more output for the same amount of labor hours.
Right.
So we need this to keep our unemployment rate low and keep our folks employed.
We also need to keep in perspective that Japan, you know, may have no growth this year, and Europe is going to be barely above 1% probably.
Yeah. They're very slow. But, you know, our economy in the United States is so powerful that even when we look around and see our others in a slowdown, it has some effect. But ultimately, their economies are more driven by our situation than the other way around.
Mm-hmm. Sam, if you're a small business owner out there right now listening to you, what should we take away from the report that you've just given us?
If you're a small business owner and you're thinking of building in expansion and making some commitments, our advice would be to go ahead and make those commitments, even if the economy is somewhat slower. Because you look at your own situation, if you sense that your demand is going to be okay, we think it's an okay environment to make commitments and expect growth. But we also believe that it'll be intensely competitive and a little bit slower in the coming months than it has been in the past few months.
You know, overall. Sam, one of the ways that I've learned to manage the kind of recommendation you just gave us, which I think is an excellent one, is to develop a model, a financial model of what you want to do, what you think you can do, and then develop a second one that's more conservative, and make sure that you can still survive if you only make that conservative model.
Well, there's that, and by making your conservative model, you can also identify triggers in that model. If certain things start happening,
right.
It could trigger a contingency plan.
Right.
And so it's good to think through what would happen and what you would do if things turn out to be different from what you expect.
And if you're going to the bank for a loan request to fund those growth plans, Sam, they like to see those kinds of triggers and those kinds of conservative alternatives, don't they?
The more you can demonstrate that you know about your business and including your ability to flex with changing conditions, the happier the banker's going to be and the more they're going to be willing to lend.
Well said. Sam Norwood, thank you for being here. Good job as always. We'll see you next month.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners LLC. That's TatumPartners.com. He'll be back next month with another report. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And remember today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.